It's time to open the thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Incredible music from the Roger Webb Sound and Gray Sigh. Just one of the numerous theme songs that I play here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Here with you on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. We are also heard on WLSLLP 92.7, St. Leo University, and that's Sundays at noon. And way down in New Orleans on WXDRLP 99.1, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check them out at dolphinradio.org. Well, often these shows have a theme, some kind of music that I'm digging out of the crates here at the thrift shop. And today we're going to do some library music. It's been a little while, so sit back, relax, enjoy, pull a book out, and let's go on a library music journey at the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. Things with Lover's Melody from 1966. Before that, the Red Bricks and Dreamsville from 1974. And we started off with the London Studio Group, very prolific library and production music band, tune called Coral Reef. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Library Music Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. It's homemade and homegrown radio from a DJ who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway, so it's just for the love of radio.
Celebrating 3 decades of Pulse of the Planet, here's a program from our archives.
Take a moment now, if you can, and let the sounds that you're about to hear transport you to the wilderness of the Pacific Northwest. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. It's late afternoon at a remote mountain lake. Songbirds chorus in the distance. Insects are swarming near the surface of the water, and the trout rise up to feed on them. Not a fish can leap or an insect fall on the pond, but it is thus reported in circling dimples, in lines of beauty. Nothing so fair, so pure, and at the same time so large as a lake lies on the surface of the earth. It is a mirror which no stone can crack. Words are from Henry David Thoreau. Sounds from Gordon Hempton.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You found the Dusty Grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Thank you. Two pieces by Sven Liebeck here on the Radio Thrift Shop. We heard Dark World and Start Growing Up Now. Start Growing Up Now. The instrumental from the film The Set. And we started off with The Nights and Lonely by the Sea. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Library Music Edition of Radio Thrift Shop. Going to do something a little bit different now. This month I started recording a monthly audio series for the National Amateur Press Association. It's going to be going out in an audio bundle, I believe, on compact disc to all of the members of NAPA, the National Amateur Press Association, and it's called Random Radio Notes. So here it is, inflicted upon you, dear listeners, Random Radio Notes. Well, hello, folks. I'm DJ Frederick, a.k.a. Frederick Moe, and I'm here with Random Radio Notes for the NAPA Audio Bundle. And I'd like to start out by going across the pond all the way to the United Kingdom, to Dartmoor, where they are launching Skylark Radio, an incredibly unique radio station by any standards. Skylark's stated goal is to give voice to the Dartmoor landscape. Quote, an ever-changing and continuous broadcast weaves together oral histories, new music, live audio streams from people, animals, plants, and weather into an endless and evolving song. Unquote. Skylark Radio is now running test transmissions on 105.8 and 107.6 FM and can be heard in many locations across Dartmoor. Now, one of the things that I enjoy about this project is it's a form of audio amateur journalism. Here's what their website says. All who live, work, and visit Dartmoor are invited to create this radio station together. We welcome contributions of recordings. However, please don't send in completed radio programs, recordings you have edited and layered together, or any copyright material, as we will not be able to play these. Recordings can be any length, up to 10 minutes. If they are longer, we will trim them to fit our system. What we're looking for? Dartmoor people talking about their lives. This could be conversations with neighbors, oral history materials from archives, or home recorded cassettes featuring voices from decades ago. We're looking for interviews with experts, farmers, conservationists, and campaigners. Readings of original or out-of-copyright texts. This might be poems about Dartmoor, or by local writers, old nonfiction books, or your original stories or poems. Field recordings. Sounds of nature and the everyday. A truck passing in the street, a coffee machine, a robin singing at dawn, water flowing, or crickets chirping. The continuous sound of the broadcasts will be tied together with reoccurring musical notes, chords, and phrases. We invite musicians to record these on any instrument and send them in to us. And there's a page that has the original scores of music that they're asking people to record for them. One score for each season, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. So for more information about Skylark Radio, you can visit Skylark.fm. That's Skylark.fm. Now I'd like to talk about one of my own radio projects. It's called Free Radio Skybird, and it's broadcast on shortwave in Europe on 6070 kilohertz. It's generally broadcast every Sunday at 12 o'clock UTC. That's Coordinated Universal Time. Sometimes I go on hiatus and the show might be off the air for a few months, then we come back with another 8 to 12 shows. Free Radio Skybird is just one of my radio projects, but it's the one that I do in collaboration with two other fantastic individuals. One Deck Pete, he's from London, and Justin Patrick Moore, who is an amateur journalist, and he is from Ohio. Now, Free Radio Skybird is mostly a music program, kind of exploring music that would have been heard in the classic offshore and pirate radio stations of the 1960s and 70s. But we also broadcast some documentaries and some experimental music that is radio-related. Now, all of the programs that we've created under Free Radio Skybird are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. Now, each broadcast of Free Radio Skybird begins with an interval signal. An interval signal is usually a tone that is played at intervals at the beginning of a shortwave broadcast, so that listeners can tune in and fine-tune their radios to the correct frequency. One of the Free Radio Skybird interval signals was written and recorded by our own One Deck Pete, and I'm going to play it here for you, used with the permission of One Deck Pete, also known as Mad Tone. Mad Tone is his musical persona. Here's Interval Signal Jazz by Mad Tone. Interval Signal Jazz by One Deck Pete, also known as Mad Tone. That's the interval signal that starts our program most of the time for Free Radio Skybird. And that's it for this very first edition of Random Radio Notes. I'm DJ Frederick, a.k.a. Frederick Moe. If you have any topics that you'd like me to explore that are radio-related or even audio-related, please email me. My email address is either singinggrove@conknet.com or freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Until next time, 73s, and thanks for listening.
Exploring Science in the Sea. If you live along the coast, you might get hit by several tsunamis a year, but not even know it. They aren't generated by underwater earthquakes, volcanoes, or landslides. Instead, they're caused by the weather. So they're called meteorological tsunamis, meteo-tsunamis for short, and they may be pretty common. A meteo-tsunami stirs to life when a tropical storm, a nor'easter, a thunderstorm, or some other major weather event roars across the water. The storm causes a big but quick change in air pressure and winds. That can create a wave on the water. The wave is small at first, maybe an inch or two high. As it moves toward the coast, though, it reaches shallower waters. That causes the wave to pile up. Eventually, it can reach several feet in height, big enough to cause damage. In the United States, meteo-tsunamis are most common along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts, and in the Great Lakes. A recent study, in fact, found that about 24 of them strike the Atlantic coast every year. Most of them aren't that big, so no one really notices them. But a few can be nasty. The largest ever recorded was a 20-foot wave that hit Croatia, causing extensive damage to boats and port facilities. In the United States, One with 12-foot waves hit Booth Bay Harbor in Maine in 2008, causing the harbor to empty and refill three times in just 15 minutes. And in 1954, a 10-footer hit Chicago, killing seven people who were washed into Lake Michigan. A deadly wave powered by the weather. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
Green Guitar Group with Black is Beauty. Before that, a couple of tunes that I really like to play quite often here at the Thrift Shop. The Gary Pacific Orchestra with Soft Wind, and we started off with Galt McDermott and the bizarrely titled Ripped Open by Metal Explosions. I didn't make that up. That's really the title, Ripped Open by Metal Explosions. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Library Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
Zdenko Nilovich with Pop Impressions from the LP of the same name that was reissued in 2014 and I believe also reissued in 2020. Before that, The Bid On, the tune called Dwarf Like from the album Sorry Puppet. And we started this set off with Cynadelic from the album The Black Fire, a tune called Airing. Well, I hope you've been hearing this broadcast on your local LPFM radio station. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is Homemade Homegrown Radio. This show is never the same program twice or even once, so please tune in every week or find us archived at radioforall.net. That's radioforall.net. Wherever you are on the planet, I'm wishing you many blessings, and thanks for listening.